It was very near dawn when I put my key into the lock at the hotel. I found my chair and sat in it with my hands on my temples. And then I felt Claudia near me, and I felt her lips against my forehead.
"You've been with Armand," she said. "You want to go with him."
She put her arms around my neck. She held me tight, and I closed my eyes and buried my face in her hair.
"Whatever you wish," she vowed. "Whatever you wish."
"Are you happy? Do you have what you want?" I begged her.
"Yes, Louis."
She held me against her dress, her fingers clasping the back of my neck.
"I have all that I want, but do you truly understand what you are choosing in Armand?"
I turned away from her. "Either I go with him or I die," I said. "And it's something else, which is irrational and unexplainable and which satisfies only me."
"Which is?" she asked.
"That I love him," I said.
"No doubt you do," she mused. "But then you could love even me."
"Claudia, Claudia," I held her close to me, thinking that in a little while I won't have her anymore. It seemed a lamp died somewhere. I was sitting on the verge of a dream. I half closed my eyes. Often afterwards, I tried to remember those moments, how, being off my guard, I was somehow insensible to the subtle changes which must have been taking place there. All I could remember was the soft changing of the light. And then I opened my eyes, and it was too late. I remember standing upright, Claudia's hand slipping on my arm, and the vision of a host of black-dressed men and women moving through the rooms. I shouted out against them, shouted for Madeleine, saw her wake with a start. There was Santiago and Celeste coming towards us, and behind them Estelle and the others whose names I didn't know. I was shouting to Claudia to run, having pulled back the door. I was shoving her through it and then was stretched across it, kicking out at Santiago as he came. I don't remember any turning point when anyone's strength overcame my own. I remember simply being outnumbered. I was stilled, surrounded, and forced out of the rooms. Madeleine was next to me, sobbing still, and all of us were pressed into a carriage. Over and over I was struck, and still I did not lose consciousness. And as soon as we were dragged into the Théâtre des Vampires, I was crying out for Armand. I was let go only to stagger on the cellar steps. And then I saw Lestat